The Supreme Court gave broadcasters a huge win this week in their battle against a service called Aereo. Subscribers in 11 cities have been using it to watch and record broadcast TV. With Aereo now deemed illegal, NPR's Elise Hugh explores what's next for consumers.
In her final year as a law student at NYU, Amanda Lewandowski learned the nitty-gritty of copyright law. She says it's worth it because that's how she first heard about Aereo.
I really wanted to be able to stream local channels so I could watch TV shows sooner than the sort of 1 week delay that you get on Hulu and without doing an additional long-term paid subscription with a deluxe service.
Like cable. The two-year-old Aereo lets her do exactly what she wants. It picks up live TV signals and sends them to internet-connected devices like phones, tablets, desktop computers. So Lewandowski became a subscriber this January.
I'm watching the World Cup in one tab. And on my recordings, I'm able to watch the episode of The Good Wife.
The service costs users anywhere between $8 and $12 a month.
I can watch it at home. I can watch it from campus. And you can record a significant amount of television shows to watch later.
Those TV shows Lewandowski has saved to watch later is exactly what she's worried about now. It's unclear how long she and other Aereo subscribers will still get the service. Aereo was showing network TV content without paying the same licensing fees cable and satellite companies do. That led to a legal battle that wound up at the Supreme Court. In March, I asked Aereo's CEO, Chet Kanoja, what would happen if he lost.
Do you have a contingency plan in case it doesn't go your way?
No.
Wednesday, the Supreme Court ruled Aereo's service is running afoul of copyright laws.
It's got to unwind pretty fast.
That's Forrester analyst Jim Nail. He says it won't make sense for the company to start paying rebroadcast fees because that would end its price advantage over cable. But he does credit Aereo for giving cable some competition, even if it lost in court.
What this does give these incumbent, you know, cable companies and broadcast companies, I think it gives them a little bit of a window to continue improving and rolling out their own TV Everywhere services. And if they get that right, then there's much less incentive for consumers to pay attention to those new innovators.
Aereo says it's still evaluating its options. The company holds more than a dozen patents, so its technology could live on in reworked ways. But analysts aren't optimistic.
It's just flat out illegal. So how long can a company continue an illegal activity?
For subscribers like Lewandowski, the binge watching begins. She's got to catch up with hours of recorded TV, especially her favorite, The Good Wife, on CBS.
We've always had bad timing, haven't we?
We have.
I might binge through these final episodes of The Good Wife to get up to real time. I just know that that's going to be sort of an emotional move.
What she's really sad about is what happens in the fall when new television seasons begin. By then, Aereo will likely be over. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.